10 lines from the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah from the very end of the Masechta. The last few blot in Sanhedrin deal with the dinam of Yerani Dachas. So the Gemara quotes a Mishnah that says, if in the city, if the Yerani Dachas Hoyu Bokotshim, how do you deal with that? The din is that Yerani Dachas is a city in Eretz Yisrael where the majority of the population who live there Kavu or worship Avodah Zarah, the people traveling in and out don't count. The Kavua population, the majority, worship Avodah Zarah, so they get the death penalty. The tzaddikim who live there, who didn't worship Avodah Zarah, did not get the death penalty, but you have to burn down all the houses. You have to destroy everybody's property in the city, whatever's been talking. You don't burn down the trees, but the houses do have to be burnt down. And you have to destroy all the metaltalim, all the property, even if it's nichsei tzaddikim shebetoicha, and the nichsei rishayim shebechutzalo, let's say some of the people who live in the city who did worship Avodah Zarah have pigdainas, they have their automobile out of the city or something. They have a summer home, they have some stuff over there. So the metaltalim that they have in their summer home has to be burnt also, if it belongs to them, has to be burnt. Let's say some people who live in a different city happen to be visiting in Yerani Dachas when they make the Gmar Din. So not only did they not get the death penalty, they didn't worship Avodah Zarah, let's say they're just visiting, but you don't burn their property either, because that's not Nichsa Yerani Dachas. So we learned that Pashup Shat in the Mishnah, like Rashi, Hoyugo here, that 10 lines from the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Hoyugo Kotshim, this is a Mishnah from the very end of the Masechta, Hoyugo Kotshim, if there were Kotshim in the Yerani Dachas, how do you deal with them? So it says it depends. If it's kachim is beach, if the korbanos means if there were korbanos that belonged to the rishoyim who worshipped Avodah Zarah, then it says yavusu because zerach hashem ta'eva. Rashi quoted that's a pasuk in Mishlei chapter chafal of zerach hashem ta'eva, a korban that's offered on behalf of a person who's a rasha. The question is to what extent does he have to be a rasha? Let's say a person speaks lashon hara. It can't be makor a korban in his behalf. To what extent does the person have to be a balaver that I label his korbanos as zevach Hashem ta'eva? They're not acceptable. That's a serious question. But if he worships Avodah Zarah, that's good enough. That's good enough. He qualifies to be called a zevach Hashem ta'eva, so he's not allowed to be makor his korban. So it says if there are korbanos kachim mizbeach, korbanos that you're supposed to be makor on the mizbeach that belong to the rishoyim shebetocho, that belong to the people who actually worship Avodah Zarah. So that's out of the question. That's your musa. You're not allowed to be makor it on the mizbeach. And if it's kachim bedek abayis, and if it's not kachim, there are two different funds in the Beis HaMikdash. Kachim mizbech means korbanos, kachim bedek abayis means a fund for fixing up the structure, bedek abayis, for fixing up the Beis HaMikdash. Within kachim mizbech there are two. There's kedushas haguf lamizbech and there's kedushas dam lamizbech. Kedushas dam lamizbech is not the same thing as kachim bedek abayis. Kedushas dam lamizbech means a person sets aside $500 and he says, with this money I want to buy a korban chatas. With this money I want to buy a korban oil. With this money I want to buy a korban pesach. Whatever. I want to buy a korban mincha. So that's kedushas damim la mizbeach. That's kedushas. It's not the thing itself that's going to be korban on the mizbeach, but the money is oimid lemitzvasa to take that money and buy a korban with. That's kedushas damim la mizbeach. Berek habayis is a totally different fund. Berek habayis, the money doesn't go at all for korbanos. It goes for donations to the Beis HaMikdash to fix up the building. So there's a major, that's how we learn Parsha Pesach according to Rashi, there's a major difference between Kachem Mizbech and Kachem Berek Abayis. Kachem Berek Abayis is Mamon Hegdash Bikinyona. It belongs to Hegdash, whatever, the Hegdash Incorporated. It's a corporation. Doesn't necessarily mean it belongs to the Rabbanu Shalom. Whatever that means, it belongs to Hegdash, like you say, Mamon Tzedakah. The Mamon belongs to Tzedakah. Who is Tzedakah? A corporation. That's called Tzedakah. So here also, the Kachem Berek Abayis, whatever they happen to be, they can be elephants, they can be buildings, they can be cash, they can be automobiles, whatever someone donates and he says, I want this to go to Berek HaBayis. So the Gizber is probably going to auction it off to the highest bidder. He's going to take the money, put it in a bank. When he needs it, he's going to use the money. So that's Kachem Berek HaBayis. So Kachem Berek HaBayis, Yipadu. What do you mean Yipadu? If, let's say, one of the Chevra, one of the Anshi Yiran Idachas, one of the Rishon who worshipped Avodah Zarah, was Magdish, his automobile, the Berek HaBayis. So it belongs to Berek HaBayis. So it's like if there will be a stranger who's passing through the city and he happened to be sleeping in a hotel there and they made a Gmar Din on the whole Yerani Dachas and he has his automobile is there in the parking lot of the hotel. So the automobile does not become Asa Banoah. That's the Gemara later. If you have Nichsei Anshi Ire Acheres Shebetoicho, somebody lives in a different city. Nichsei Tzadikim Shebetoicho, the people that didn't worship Avodah Zarah, but they live in that city. So the nichsei tzaddikim shebetoicho, the property that belongs to them that's in the city, becomes Asabano. The property that belongs to the tzaddikim that's in their summer home or somewhere else, they have their car parked outside, he says, does not become Asabano. What if the property belongs to strangers? So that the Gemara says, the fairies, that's not a machlokes, that's a brayse. If you have nichsei anshi irach eres, that's sitting in the early gathas, that doesn't become Asabano at all. That's not called the nichsei irach. So that's how Rashi learned. Rashi and the Ravid learned. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. These dinim and Hilchas here. It's Perek Dalet in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. So there's a long Ravid over there. So the Ravid writes the same shot as Rashi. Rashi's over here on the first wide line. On Daf Mem Zainam and Aleph. If you have Kotch, you better kabayis, you podu. Like all better kabayis. And after you paid it, what do you do with the... let's say there's an automobile there that one of the Ogdei Avodah Zarah in the city and the Irani Dachas was Magdish as automobile belongs to the Berek Abayis. So Rashi writes, the Gizbur auctions it off to the highest bidder, he gets the money and the automobile goes to whoever is paid. And what does he do with the automobile? He drives off with it and he goes to New York. He goes wherever he wants with the automobile. B'hapoida oisam yoichlein. Whoever is paid it should eat it. If it's food, he should eat it. If it's an automobile, he should drive with it. Whatever it is that he has. So you paid it and you take it away. That's how Rashi learned, that's how the Ravid learned. Why is that? Because Kotche Berek Abayis is Mamish Mamon Hegdish B'Kinyon. It belongs to Hegdish. It belongs to the corporation of Hegdish. That's like Nichsei Irach Eres. Nichsei Anshi Irach Eres does not become us. However, Kotche Mizbeach is not so. Kotche Mizbeach, even though we say the Korbonos at Mamon Gavoya does mean that it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. It does mean that it belongs to Hegdish. It really belongs to, we quoted the Gemara in Bava Kama, that Meikora Tura Deruvim, Ahashta Tura Deruvim. Before you Magdish the Korban, it's my animal. And even after you Magdish it, Meikora, before I was Magdish it, it belongs to me. If my name is Reuven the Hashtan, even after you Magdish it, it still is Tura Deruvim. It's the shard that belongs to Reuven. It's just that it has Kedusha on it, and you're supposed to be Magdish. And we say that all the Korbanos are Mamon Gavoya, and there's a Machloikas Hatanoim, sometimes I'm Hot Kachik. Kachim kalam amam and bailam. Sometimes I'm holding kachim amam and bailam. Shaila how we paskin on the kachim kalam issue. So that whole discussion is just a shaila. Do we call it mamam gavaya or not? But who does it really belong to? Bottom line, it belongs to me. It belongs to the bala korban. The korban is offered on my behalf. When I donate something to Berek Abayis, it no longer belongs to me. I give a matana to somebody else. It used to belong to me. Now it belongs to somebody else. Whenever one donates something to Berek Abayis, so the Gemara says, Mali Machar Lahedrat, Mali Machar Lashamayim. Just like if I give a matonet to someone else, it belongs to him. So if I give something to Berek Abayis, it belongs to Berek Abayis, no longer belongs to me. But Kachem is Beach, still belongs to me. It just has a high level of Kedusha to the extent that you have no right to treat it as if it's yours. You can't just sell it to someone else, you can't give it to matonet. We call it Mama Gavoy. It's not really, it's not the same kind of Mama Gavoy as Kachem Berek Abayis. We call it, that's Rav Chaim has the Gemara with the Tosfos and Perek Merubim, Bava Kama, that there's a basic difference between Kotche Mizbech and Kotche Berek Abayis. So that's how the Ravid and Rashi learn Kotche Berek Abayis, Yipadu. It's Nichsei Anshe Irach Eres. It's not at all Nichsei Irani Dachas. And after the Gizbo auctions it off to the highest bidder, they're paided, so that whoever is paided can use it for whatever purpose he wants. The Rambam has a totally different interpretation on this Gemara. The Rambam learns that Kotche Berek Abayis is included in the Isser Hanoah of Irani Dachas and the Mitzvah to burn it. But the only thing is that Kol Zman that it has Kedusha, so the Rambam says you cannot burn it because the Mishnah has a din on that daf, Kufyud Beis on Beis. But this is all coming from, so the Mishnah has the Pasuk, Yosafto es Kol Shlolo Tekun Chavo. Right, so the Gemara, the Mishnah darshan shlala velo shlal shamayim. So the Rambam understands that shlala velo shlal shamayim is a miyut, it's an exclusion for the mitzvah of sreifa. Not that it's an exclusion from the Iser Irani Dachas is not chal. That's where Moshe Soloveitchik, the family published the Sefer Chidusha Moshe Soloveitchik al Rama. So this is the first shtickle and the Sefer goes on for 8 pages. This Sefer was not written for publication. If someone would have written for publication, it would have taken 1 page, maximum 1.5 pages. But so he wrote it, these were his notes. So he wrote, keeps on chazering over. So what it boils down to is that there's a fundamental machlokes here between the Rambam against the Ravid and Rashi. The Rambam's opinion is, when you read the pasuk, it says, Sarafta is called, V'yasafta is called Shalala al-Terche Choyva, Sarafta oisa ba'esh, Kol Tia. So it says, Shlolo v'lo shlal shamayim, what are you mamayit over here? So the Rambam's opinion is that this is only a miut from the mitzvah of Sreifa. That kol zman that is shlal shamayim, you're not allowed to burn it. But it really, the isa hanoi ischal on the kotche berik habayis. If you have kotche berik habayis in the irani dachas, somebody was makdish azor mebiel leberik habayis in the middle of the irani dachas, it does become masabano, and it really should be a mitzvah to burn it, but right now you just cannot burn it. So the Rambam says, yipadu, the Rambam quotes the Mishnah, kotche berik habayis, yipadu, you have to auction it off to the highest bidder, and the minute someone has paid it, now it's no longer hegdish, and now we are able to burn it. Now you have to burn it. That's how the Rambam writes. Kotche berik habayis yipod v'achar kach yisorfu. After you paid it, then you have to burn it. Kol zman that it's kotche berik habayis before pidyon, it's a miut shlolo v'lo shlol shamay. And after you paid it, then you can burn it. Which meshugan is going to be paid it? Why should anybody? Yeah, you have to tell him in advance that it's going to be worthless. It's going to be worthless. So whoever's going to be paid is going to be doing it l'shem shamayim, that he wants to fulfill the mitzvah of Sreifas Irani Dachas. Now, we're going to burn down all the houses. That's the main din. B'saraftas kol ho'ir. You burn down all the houses. You don't burn down the trees. That's the mission that says, Mechuba l'karki, you don't burn down. So the houses, though, that is the definition of Irani Dachas. Burn down the houses. Then you burn down all the metalkalim. The televisions you burn down, the automobiles you burn down, the beds, the televisions burn down, even not Irani Dachas, whatever. You burn whatever metalkalim they have. The karka mechuba l'karki, you don't burn that, except for the batim. That's the definition of inir. Fine. So you have to tell this. The gizbar has to say in advance, I'm going to auction off to the highest bidder. But everybody should keep in mind, don't bid too much, because whoever's going to be paid there, we're going to burn it later on. You're not going to be able to get any hanor from it. So whoever's going to be paid is just going to be doing it l'shem shamayim. You should have another thing to burn to fulfill the mitzvah of sreifa. So the Rambam understands that the din of shlolo v'lo shlol shamayim is not a hafkor, that it's not nichsi irani dachas. It is called nichsi irani dachas, but it's just the din, you can't do the sreifa, calls man that it's irani dachas. Rashi and the Raibid learn the favorish not so. Rashi and the Raibid learn both over here, and later at the end of the Masicht, and the Raibid on Perik, wherever that is, Perik Dalit, and Hilchos HaBedizah, Lachad Yud Gimel, when the Rambam quotes this, so the Raibid has a bit of a paragraph there. Usually the Raibid just has one or two lines, here he has a whole paragraph. And he explains like Rashi, Shlal Shamayim is like Nichsei Anshe Ir Acheres. It belongs to Hegdish. It's not included in Nichsei Irani Dachas Bichla. It's not included in the Yisur at all. According to the Rambam, it's a little strange. Why shouldn't it be like Nichsei Anshe Ir Acheres? Why it's Mamish Momen Hegdish B'Kenyon? It doesn't belong to any of the members of this city at all. So Mistama, the Rambam understood that halacha, nichse, anshi, iracheres, are not included in the whole din of it. Irani dachas is only if it belongs to someone who lives in a different city. What's if it belongs to a fellow, a homeless fellow, he doesn't live anywhere. He floats around the whole world. He has no makom kavu at all. So, over here, Hegdish, it belongs to Hegdish. Hegdish is not a resident of the city, he's not a resident of any other city either. Hegdish is Hegdish. It doesn't live anywhere. Hegdish doesn't live anywhere. It's not a human being. It's not a person who lives anywhere. So the Rambam holds that is included in the Shlal, in the din of Irani Dachas. It has the Yisra Hanoh, and it should be Yoimed the Sreifa. It's just the din. Shlal of Allah, Shlal Shamayim, it's a mute from Sreifa. Kol Zman, that it's Kodesh, you're not allowed to burn it. Yeah, so Ramashi Salvechik points out that this Rambam, Lishitoso, he writes another two things that Rashi and the Raiva do not agree to. The Mishnah, the Rambam quotes the Mishnah in the Gemara, that if you have Truma in the Irani Dachas, Truma doesn't let himself to pidyon. So let's say there's a Kohen who lives near Irani Dachas, and somebody gave him Truma biyat Kohen. So the Rambam quotes the din that it's Yigonzu, that you're not allowed to burn it, but you're not allowed to eat it either. Why is that? Because it belongs to the person who lives in the Irani Dachas, so it becomes Asabano, but the Rambam writes, you're not allowed to burn it because Shlolo v'lo Shlal Shamayim. Now, Truma is Mamon Bailam, Mamish Mamon Bailam. It's not even like Korbonis, which are Mamon Gavoya. The Mishnah says if a Koyan gets Truma and he wants to be Mekadosh and Isha, so it says, V'heim Nichse Koyan. The Mishnah says, V'heim Nichse Koyan, you can be Mekadosh and Isha with the Truma. It's not even Mamon Gavoya in the sense like Kochim Kalam, like Koch Kochim. It's even less than all. Yeah, it's mamash mamon bailam, and nonetheless, the Rambam understands that too is included in the pasuk of shlolo v'lo shlol shamayim, that it's nismay from sreifa. So by kochim better kabayis, the Rambam writes, there's a din of pidyon. So let somebody be put. So it's a miut from Sreifa, Kozman, that it's hekdush, it's smite from Sreifa, you can't do the Sreifa. Let somebody be put it, and we warn him in advance, don't give too much money, just give a nickel, just give a dollar, because it's a bad investment, we're going to burn it afterwards. So by kochim better kabayis, where it lends itself to pidyon, so you put it, and then you burn it afterwards. Truma cannot be niftis. So truma is going to remain truma. Whatever you're going to do is going to remain truma. So the Rambam quotes the din as yigonzel. The truma should be nignas. Maaseh Sheni, also the Rambam writes. The Gemara, Rashi and the Ravid learned, the Gemara has a discussion regarding the status of Maaseh Sheni. What's the story if the Anshir Nidachas have some Maaseh Sheni? Where is the Asir Nidachas? Obviously it's not Yerushalayim. There's a difference between Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim, Maaseh Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Maaseh Sheni may only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Outside of Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to eat it. So there was a machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudah, where the Maaseh Sheni is Mama Gavoya, and Maaseh Sheni Mama Bailuk. So the way we have the Girsa in the Gemara, it sounds like it says that this whole machlokes, where the Maaseh Sheni is Mama Bailuk, and Maaseh Sheni is Mama Gavoya, only applies when the Maaseh Sheni is in Yerushalayim. Before you brought it to Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to eat it. So everybody agrees that it's Mama Gavoya. That's one pshat. And the last daf in the Masechta, that's Rashi has two pshatim on that Gemara. So that's one popular pshat that a lot of Yishanim have. If the Maaseh Sheni is Chutz Yerushalayim, then everybody agrees that it's Mama Gavoya. So the Rashi and the Ravid understood regarding the story of Maaseh Sheni, where is this Seir Nidachas? The Seir Nidachas can't be Yerushalayim, the Gemara says, because we have... The Gemara has in the end of Perek Merubah, the last daf in Bava Kamma, Perek Merubah, the Gemara has there are 10 dinim, where Yerushalayim is different from all the other cities in Eretz Yisrael. So one of them is that it cannot become declared as an Eir Nidachas because we pass on halacha that Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvat. The din of Eir Nidachas is only if it's Adom Asher Nos Hashem Lokecha l'shvatecha, only if it's nischalka l'shvat. So the Gemara says over here in the end of the Masechta that obviously, when we're talking about a Nirani Dachas, we're not talking that Yerushalayim is Nirani Dachas. We're talking about different cities in Nirani Dachas. So when you talk about Maaseh Sheni in the Nirani Dachas, Maaseh Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim. So according to everybody, it's Mama Gavoya. According to the one pshat in Rashi and Yerushalayim. According to everybody, it's Mama Gavoya. So the way Rashi and the Ravid read, if it's Mama Gavoya, so Shlala V'la Shlal Shamayim, so it's not included at all in the whole din of, it's not called Nichsi Nirani Dachas at all. If it would have been Maaseh Sheni Mamon Bailim, then it would be included in the din of Yerani Dachas, and Rashi says that you wouldn't burn it mid-Rabbonim, because it's not the Kovadik. Rashi writes a few times like that. Maaseh Sheni, Truma, how does Rashi explain why you don't burn the Truma? Why the Truma is Yigonzu? Why is it Yerokfu? And Rashi said because it's not the Kovadik. They burn Truma, it's not the Kovadik. They burn Maaseh Sheni. So it sounds from Rashi that he means to say that it's only mid-Rabbonim. So the Rashi and the Ravid learn, if you have Maaseh Sheni, that's Mamon Gavoya. So it doesn't become included at all in the whole din. Mamon Gavoya is like Nichsei Anshi Yirach Eres, Mamon Gavoya. But if it's Mamon Bailim, so really it should be included and you really should burn it Minatar. It's just a din Midirabana that you don't burn it because it's a bizoyan to the Kedusha Satruma. And the Rambam does not learn like that at all. The Rambam writes by all three. He writes by Kotche Bedek Abayis, and he writes by Truma, and he writes by Maaseh Sheni, that all three, the halach is that Minatari, you don't burn it because Shlola V'lo Shal Shamayim, he understands Shlola V'lo Shal Shamayim is just a miut from Sreifa. It's not a hafkua that is not called Nichsi Anshi Irani Dachas. That's the fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi, and the Rambam against Rashi and the Ravid on this Gemara. The question is, though, in the Rambam, that's what Moshe Soloveitchik has, and the question is, in the Rambam, the Rambam writes that by kotche bedek habayis yipodu v'ahakach yisorfu. Kozman that it's hegdish, so you cannot burn it because shlol v'lo shlol shamayim is a miut from the mitzvah of sreifa. But after you paid it, then it's no longer hegdish, then you can burn it. So he says yipodu v'ahakach yisorfu. So why didn't he say the same by Maaseh Sheni? Maaseh Sheni has pidyon. It's the chutz l'Yerushalayim, obviously. The Irani Dachas is not going to be Yerushalayim. The Gemara says Yerushalayim can't become an Irani Dachas. He's talking some other city in Eretz Yisrael. If some other city becomes an Eri Dachas, so why not be put in the Maaseh Sheni? You have to be put in the Maaseh Sheni, then burn it. Why does the Rambam say, Ye Rokvu?
What you were put it on, it should be lifted out. Eat it. Take the money
to Yerushalayim and buy something. See, Korbanis, we're going to discuss again, the Korbanis is a Din Zavach Hashem Tehiri, possibly even on the money. That's what we're going to have to get to. Could be that we say Zerach Hashem Te'eva if you have Kochi Mizbeach. Wait till it gets a mum and then be paided and then use the money to buy another carbon. So we'll get to that. Maybe you say Zerach Hashem Te'eva on that also, on the money also. But there's no din Zerach Hashem Te'eva on Maisa Shein. Just because the guy's an Oved Avodah, the owner is an Oved Avodah Zorah, so there's no din Zerach Hashem Te'eva. Anyone can be paid in Maisa Shein, yeah. You have to have permission from the Bible. So the Bible will give permission. Why not? It was hard to see. They'll give permission.
You have to give a chumash.
If the Bible is paid, you have to give a chumash. If a stranger is paid, you don't have to give a chumash, yeah. So this kash, this is what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik has this shtickle. That and his brother-in-law wrote a sefer Avodas HaMelech, so he quotes the Avodas HaMelech from Krakowski, quotes this in his sefer from Moshe Soloveitchik. Why did the Rambam write by Kotche Berakabayis Yipodu Vachakach Yisorfu? So why doesn't he write the same thing by Maisa Sheni Yipodu Vachakach Yisorfu? Why does he say Yigonzu? Truma doesn't lend itself to pigeons, so he's stuck. So it's Yigonzu Yirokfu Truma Yiteroke. But if you have Maisa Sheni, it does lend itself to pigeons. So why not be poida? So he gives a very simple terms. You asked the question before: who's going to want to be poida? So you're right. Who's going to want to be poida? We have to tell him in advance. It's only a person who knows that his money is going to be wasted. He's going to be giving money, give a nickel, give a dollar, whatever, only for the purpose of being serifit, just to fulfill the mitzvah of serifit. But the question is, how much is the hegdish worth? The whole thing is asabano. So that anything that's asabano is not considered shavakut at all. The Mishnah says in the end of the second parak in Kiddushin, Shemekadosh and Isha, with the Surah HaNoah, Zainim Kodesh, said the Rishonim, said because it's not considered Shavakut at all. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik guess, so how can he be paid at the Hegdish? The din is that when you pay the Hegdish, there's a Mishnah in the end of Perek HaZot, that when you pay the Hegdish, you have to give a Shavakut. So how can you be paid the Hegdish on a Shavakut if the Hegdish itself, the automobile that belongs to Berek HaBayis, is not even worth a Shavakut? How can you be paid the Hegdish on a Shavakut if it's not worth a Shavakut? So he answers, that's not a kasha, because the Rambam quotes a din, there is halacha, ein oinoy lehekdeshes. If I sell you a sefer, I sell you an automobile, or I sell you some vegetables, or some whatever, some chicken, so if I charge too much, or if you fool me and I charge way too little, so there's a din of oinoy, one way or the other. The meicher is not allowed to cheat the lekeh, and there are penalties by the other. But if it's hekdesh, then we have a din. There's no din of Ainoa when you're dealing with Hegdish. So the Rambam quotes from Yerushalmi that this applies in both directions. It applies both Hegdish Avimone, Shechilalo Ashavakrut, if the Hegdish is worth $100 and somebody cheated Hegdish and only gave a pruta, or the reverse is also true. Hegdish Avimone, Shechilalo Ashavimone is also Mechulo. If I gave by mistake, the Mezer B'Shech, whatever I gave, thank you very much, I gave $100 for some Hegdish that's only worth a pruta, so the din is that it's Ain, there's no din of Ainoa, that the Hegdish is Mischalel, and the whole $100 is Nitvas as Tashlumi Hegdish. So that din in the Rambam, that the Rambam says, if you have Kotche, Derekabayis, Yipodu, Vachakach Yisorfu, that's how the Rambam learns, not like Rashi in the writing. Yipodu, Vachakach Yisorfu. So the question is, which Meshuggah is going to want to be Poydah? So we tell him it's L'Shem Shammai, be Poydah in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sreifa. But the question is technically, how does the Pidyon take effect? Is that worth? It's worthless. It's not even worth a shavakut. How can you be poida? So that's not a problem, even though it's absolutely worthless. That's the halacha. Heg the shavak garnish, shechila al shavakuto is mechulo. Ein anor la hegdesh. So he'll give a pruta, he'll give a nickel, he'll give a dollar, and you can be poida. But if it's maisa sheni, we have it in maisa sheni is mamon gavoya, that we treat maisa sheni also like hegdesh, but only in one direction. We say ein anor la hegdesh in one direction. If the Rambam writes, if it's maisa sheni shav and mona, it's worth $100. And Eretz Yisrael, what do they do now? They have tons and tons every year. They have tons of Maisa Sheni, worth thousands of dollars. And they paid it every farm. They paid all the Maisa Sheni on a pruta. Some are machmet, we paid on four prutas, whatever. But they paid on much less than the real Shabbos. The Shabbos is thousands of dollars, and they paid on much less. So there the Rambam quotes the din, that Hegdish Shavir Mana, Shechil HaShavir Pruta Mechulal applies to Maisa Sheni, but the reverse does not apply. The Rambam quotes Ayushami, if you have Maisa Sheni, Shavir Pruta. Shechila shavim mona. If you give a hundred by mistake, the mezid b'shech whatever, you gave $100 to be paid in my sheshen. It's only worth a penny. Then it's not teifus more. That's enough. The Rambam quotes in Hilchos my sheshen. That's enough in a Yerushalmi. And Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and the Chazon Ish both quote that's an often a Babli also. Even though the Babli never makes the contrast that the Rambam quotes, Ma'aseh Sheni Shavim Pruta Shechilo Shavim Mone, it's only Teifes of Pruta. Ma'aseh Sheni Shavim Mone, Shechilo Shavim Pruta is Bechulo. So the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi that puts the whole thing all together. The Babli doesn't have the whole package all together, but the Babli also has this din. There is a Gemara they both quote, the Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik both quote. There's a Gemara in Hazohov they quote on Daf and Gimel. But the Gemara says that if somebody was paid a Ma'aseh Sheni, let's say he took a quarter and he was paid a Ma'aseh Sheni, he is not sure exactly how much the Ma'aseh Sheni was worth, but probably was not worth a quarter. It was worth 21 cents, 22 cents, and he gives a whole quarter. So the Gemara says that the Ma'aseh Sheni will only be Teifes Kineged Shavyo. It will not be Teifes the entire quarter, Bigdushis Ma'aseh Sheni. That the Din Ahegdu Shavet Prutash Shechilo Shavet Mona is Mechulo, the whole $100 is Nitras. For the pidyon of the Hegdish, it's only worth the proof that only works by Hegdish. But Ma'aseh Sheni Beferish, it's a Gemara in Babli also that it doesn't work. The Chazon Ish gives you a svara to explain why should that be so? Why should it be a difference between Hegdish and Ma'aseh Sheni? So he gives a Rav Moshe Soloveitchik doesn't give any svara. It just goes, that's the halacha. That's what the Yerushalmi says, and that's what the Rambam says, and that's what the Babli says, and Farthing. The Chazon Ish throws in one line, he throws in a Hezbo why. He says with a Mesikas, so he says that Hegdish is a fund that you can donate to. Let's say you're not being paid on Hegdish, I want to donate $100 to Hegdish. So Gesundheit, they'll accept, all donations are accepted. But let's say Ma'aseh Sheni is a fund that you can donate to. You can't donate, I want to donate $100 to Ma'aseh Sheni. There is no such thing. Either it grew from the ground in Eretz Yisrael, you met Mafresh Ma'aseh Sheni, you were paid it, then it's Ma'aseh Sheni. If you weren't Mafresh any Ma'aseh Sheni, you weren't paid any Ma'aseh Sheni, you can't create Ma'aseh Sheni Yesh Me'yan. So that's what the Chazon Ish suggests, that Yerushalmi views this inyan, if you have Hegdish or Ma'aseh Sheni, that's worth a penny. And instead of giving a penny, you give $100, so the extra amount is something like, and not exactly, something along the lines of a donation that you're giving. So in Hegdish, which can accept donations, so you can give $100 as a pidyon for a penny's worth. You can give $100 as a pidyon for a pachas b'shavu p'ut. Here, the kachay, here the kachay berek habayis shebetoch yirem and idachas are worthless. They're not even worth a pachas b'shavu p'ut. They're absolutely worthless. But still, the Rambam says, the Mishnah says, yipadu, it lends itself to pidyon. Ah, it's worthless, it does matter. If hegdish shavu garnish, shechil al shavu p'ut is mechulo, and the pidyon is kal. And then the Rambam says, yisofu, but by ma'aseh sheni, the Rambam doesn't write such an eitz, why not be paid in the Ma'aseh Sheni and then burn it? No, it doesn't lend itself to pidyon because it's not worth even a pachas b'shavu p'ut. There's no way to be paid in the Ma'aseh Sheni. That's where Moshe Soloveitchik's charifus. Why the Rambam distinguished? The Rambam just quoted the Mishnayos. Why the Rambam distinguished between kachay berek abayis yipod v'achakach yisorfu? So why did he say the same by the Ma'aseh Sheni yipod v'achakach yisorfu? Why did he say the Ma'aseh Sheni should boy yirokfu? So he says, because it cannot lend itself to pidyon. It's not shove anything. That's why you cannot be paid. That's the Rambam's unique shita on kotche berek abayis yipodo. He writes yipodo v'achakach yisorfu with the fundamental machlokes between the Rambam on the one hand against Rashi and the Ravid on the other hand. What is the nature of the miut of shlolo v'lo shlal shamayim? That the Rambam understands it's a miut from Sreifa, and it doesn't only apply when something is momen hegdish. It can be mom and bailam also, truma. Truma, biyat kain is also shlalav alo shlashmai. Whatever has kedusha, it's a din minatar that you don't burn it. Not like Rashi and the Raibin hold that it's only with the Rabbanim that you're not allowed to burn the truma. And the Rashi and the Raibin understood that shlalav alo shlashmai is a hafko, it's not called nichsi yirin idachas, like on shirach eres, have an automobile there. But that can only be if it's mamish kotche berek habayis, but on kotche berek habayis, mamish mom and hegdish. But if it's truma, it should be at kain. That's mom and bailam. Chum and biyat kain is mom and bailam. How can you say that? That's exempted. That's excluded because of shlolav al shlol shemayim. So the hasreifa, the fact that you don't burn it is only a chumra midrabban. Shum bizoyin agdush. Then on the first half of the Mishnah, that's what we spent a week and a half discussing. First half of this Mishnah said, Hoye ba kachim and irani dachas liba karbonis. So if it's kachim is beyach, is yomusu. If it's kachim is beyach, you have the animals die. So the Gemara on our daf asks one question, and the Gemara at the end of the Masechet asks another question. Tosfos on Mem Zayinim and Aleph, the bottom Tosfos quotes the Gemara on Kuf Yud Beis and Beis asks a different question. Our Gemara asked the question, why is Yamusu? Yamusu's simple meaning, we raised the question last week, we didn't finish it. What does it mean, Yamusu? Pashup shot like Chamesh Chatoas HaMesis in the Mishnah and Temura. It means you lock up these karbanas in a room and you let them die from starvation, from malnutrition. That's Pashup shot Yamusu. So the Gemara Bayas raises the question. I understand why you cannot be makar of the karbanas right now, because Erech Hashem Tayeva means if the karbanas belong to the Rishoyim Shibur, to those who worship David Azar. So that's Takaz Erech Hashem Tayeva. But why don't you wait till after Misa, till after Kvura, till after Kapara, and then be makar of the karbanas? What's wrong? The Anshiyoni Dachas, at some point or another, they're going to get a Kapara. So once they get the kapara, so their korbanos are no longer called Zevach Hashem Tayeva. So if it's a korban chatos or a korban oshem, so that's a din chatos shemesa by Leah, you're not allowed to be makar. But who says not a chatos? Rashi says an oilo, a shlomim. Rashi says over here oilo shlomim. So I understand we cannot be makar the oil and the shlomim because mandanchi and idachas the abedizor are still alive. So let's administer the mises bezin. And those who get the harugi bezin get kapara. Once they get the kapara, so be makar the korbanos. So that was the whole sugi that we discussed for a week and a half. So Rabbi Yechanan says, when this Mishnah is a raya, that there's a din of bichui even on balichai, since there was a period of time, there was a week or a month or a year that we weren't able to be makar of the karbonis because they were rishoyim, even though ultimately they're going to get a kapara with miso, with kvura, with the tchilasikol basa, the marikol basa, whatever. Even though later they're going to get a kapara, but hoel benitchui yidoch, that's a din of karbonis. Whenever you have a karbon, they were unable to be makar with it for a period of time, for whatever reason. Either because of psul in the korban, or psul in the Beis HaMikdosh, or psul b'baylim, or for whatever reason it happens to be, even though that reason disappears later on, you're not allowed to be makar with the korban later. We don't accept Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. We pass in Balei Chaim, ein on nidochim. Yeah, that was the Ayin Mishpat, on Amem Zayin Amid Aleph, the Ayin Mishpat by the number Lama Tes. He tells you, look in the Rambam, that the Rambam does not pass like Rabbi Yechanan. The Rambam passes Balei Chaim, Einam Nidochim. Ein Shemikes in Mishnah. Pasuk Shechayze Veneri. He doesn't pass in Hoel Venitri Yidochim. Passes that it is Chayze Veneri. The Balei Chaim are not Nidochim. So what do you do with the Mishnah? So the Gemara answered, finally the Gemara said, they don't get the Kapara so quickly. If you're going to give them the Mises Bezin today, they're not going to get them. Misa is not Mechap, and the Kfura is not Mechap. It's going to take a long time. No, till it's going to take a long time. What are you going to have a carbon drain zacharum for a couple of months till you're going to know that the fella had a kapara? So mishum takola, you don't leave a carbon around like that. Somebody's going to be moil behegdish. So mishum takola, it's an eitz teiva that you should lock it up in a room and let the carbon die from starvation. Because to wait a half a year till they're going to get the kapara, we're going to check in the cemetery to see that the kolbasa began or completed. And then Raganza Maisa is too drawn out. So that's how our Gemara says. Taisus quotes the Gemara in the end of the Masich, they ask a different question. The Gemara asked a question, we have a different solution to the problem. Why don't you say, Yirat she is Toavu, v'yimachru? These korbanas, the kotche mizbeach, why do you say Yomusa? You lock it up in a room and you let the korban die from starvation. Why don't you let the animal roam around on the farm until it gets a mum? You're not permitted to be matal mum the kotche. The pasuk says, "Kol mum lo yihiya boy." The Chazar darshan, "Kol mum lo yahaya boy." You're not allowed to make a mum. Amata mum mekotchim is over and aveil. So you're not allowed to make a mum, but let the animal graze in the field yiru. Let it graze actually is tovu till it gets a mum. When it gets a mum, then we'll be paid, and then we'll take the money. We'll buy also. If this was originally a shlomim, we'll take the money by a shlomim. If this was originally an oil, we'll bring another oil. So the Gemara thought in the Kasha and Kufyud Beis and Beis and the Yedin Mesichim and the Kasha, they were working, the Makshim was working with the assumption that this Pasuk in Mishlei Chafal of Zevach Hashem Te'eva only means that this Korban that the Rosh designated, that he wants to be the Bala Korban, that should be Makru Ben Oila Shlomim for him, does say Zevach Hashem Te'eva. But as soon as it gets a Mum, then you're going to be Poyted, then you're going to bring a different Shlomim or a different Oila with the money. The Gemara knew all along that it's a din of Zevach Hashem Te'eva, but they thought if Yirat she is Tovu, let it graze, let the carbon graze till it gets a mum. So they thought Zevach Hashem Te'eva is just a psul in the carbon, not a psul in the hegdish. So the hegdish is nothing wrong. You can't be makar of the carbon for the rush. Let it get a mum, and then we'll be put it. So on that, Taisus quotes, that's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what's the answer? So Taisus quotes Rabbi Yochanan and says the answer is Zevach Hashem Te'eva. What did he discover in America? We knew all along. We knew on Daf Mem Zayin that it's Zevach Hashem Te'eva. The answer is no. We knew that calls man that the Bala Korban is still alive, that's Zeruch Hashem Tayyib. To be makriv the Korban on behalf of this Ovid Avodah Zarah, that's Zeruch Hashem Tayyib. But if you wait till it gets a mum and then you paid it and then you take the money, you buy a different Korban, that the Makshin thought on Daf Kuf Yud Beis, said that's not included in the Zeruch Hashem Tayyib. So that was a machloikis, two opinions in the Maskanas HaGemar. So Rabbi Yechanan said that's also covered with Zeruch Hashem Tayyib. Zeruch Hashem Tayyib means it's a psul on the whole Hekdish. And even if you wait till it gets a mum and you'll be paid, it's Taig Eichidish, it's also Zeruch Hashem Tayyib. And Rish Lakish can't believe that that's so. Rish Lakish thinks, no, it's only Zeruch Hashem Tayyib on this actual carbon. If it'll get a mum and then you'll be paid, you don't say that the Hekdish is Zeruch Hashem Tayyib. That would have been okay. The reason why it says, Kach Mizbeach Yamusu, so Tayyib quotes Rish Lakish, Zetz Zayin Mishnah Muki Lo, he Zetz Zayin Mishnah only because Kachim Kalim. Not like Rashi said, Anoy Lo Ashlamim. No, there's a big difference. Anoy Lo is a Kachim Kachim, and Ashlamim is a Kachim Kalim. So Rish Lakish on Kuf Yud Beis and Beis, Muki Lo, he Zetz Zayin this Mishnah on Kuf Yud Beis and Beis. It's the end of the Masechta. He Zetz Zayin this Mishnah, Kachim is Beach Yamusa. Sounds like any and every Korban is Yamusa. You lock it up in a room, you light a dark from starvation. It's up the name. Kachim is Beach is only Kachim Kalim. And it goes Aliba de Rabbi Yosef Aglili, who thinks that Kachim Kalim is Maman Bailam. And Yomusa doesn't mean you lock it up in a ruin. Yomusa means, how does it say by Yoni Dachas? This called Behemto, Baharakta is called Behemto Lefichoris. There's a din like, sometimes there's a din that you have to give an oinish. We have Mises Bezen, have Skila Sreita, Eric Bechenik, on human beings, on Yisraelim. On Nochrim, the Gemara says it's all Sayyid. There's no Skila, Sreifa, and Chenik. There's only Sai. What about on Behemoth? Do we ever have Mrs. Bezna on Behemoth? So we have. We have a Shara Niskal. Gets a Skila. Shara Niskal is either Shara Shaharvis or Adam. Or Shara Nirva. There's also a Shara Niskal. Also gets Skila. Arakta Suisha is Habema Tarogu. So you have also a Shara Niskal. And then there's another din. It says by Yirani Dachas. It says you burn Saraptis Kol Ha'ir. You have to burn all the houses. You don't burn the trees, but you burn the houses. And you have to burn the Asaptis Kol Shlolo Terchachov. You have to burn all the metaltalim. And then it says, it's called Behemtel Lefichar. It says you have to kill all the animals. So the Yad Raman, that's where Moshe Soloveitchik quotes this. The Yad Raman, the end of the Masechta, Yad Raman is one of the Rishonim on Sanhedrin. So he points out that according to the way Rish Lakish reads the Mishnah, Hoyabak Kotchim, Kotchim is Beach, Yamusa, it doesn't mean Yamusa, you lock it up in a room, you let it die from starvation, like the Mishnah in Tzmura, Chomish Chatoas HaMesos, Achatosh in Iskaka Baile, Achatosh Ovdo, and so on, that you lock it up and you let it die from starvation. No, Yamusa means Lefi Chorev. Rish Lakish, that's the sign in the Mishnah, it's only Kotchim Kalim, and it's only Aliba de Rabbi Yosef Aglili who thinks that Kotchim Kalim are considered Maman Bailim. So if it's Maman Bailim, so it's included in Sarapta, it's included in the Irani Dachas. So the din is Yamusa, you give Lefi Charev. Not Yamusa, you let it die from starvation because of Chashash Takol. That's the Machlekes of Yechon Shlokish. Shlokish doesn't agree with Rabbi Yechonon that Zeruch Hashem Ta'eva should even apply to the Pidyon. You have a korban that belonged to somebody who was over Avodah Zarah, and then it gets a mumen and you pay the. So Rabbi Yechonon holds the money that you pay is also Zeruch, it's also tainted with the psul of Zeruch Hashem Ta'eva. You can never krich out of this. So it's a Yamusa. You're not going to gain anything by waiting till it gets a mum. And Rish Lakish disagrees. He thinks, no, that's not Zeruch Hashem Ta'eva, is only on the original korban. If you'll be paid there, it won't be a problem. But the Mishnah goes Aliba de Rish Lakish. Mishnah goes only Kachim Kalim, only Aliba de Rish Lakish. And Rish Lakish thinks Kachim Kalim Amun Bailam. So Yamusa means, it's a Varakta, it's called Behemta, Levichor. That's what it means, Yamusa.
Isn't the din of
No, no, no. Oshem, Oshem is very tricky. Oshem is a din. If you have an Oshem, she is kapur by Leah Ba'acheres. So the din is Yirat Shistoavu. So you can't be makriv an Oshem if the let's say the Baal Korban died. Or the Baal Korban is Yotzev with a different Oshem. So you can't be makriv an Oshem if he's not getting a kapur. An oil and a shlomim, you can be makriv. That's not a problem. But a chatas and Oshem, you can only be makriv if the person is getting a kapur. So what do you do with a leftover Oshem? So the din is that it switches to become an oilam. Special din. Moisa kachi kachim korev oilam. There's a din, let's say someone set aside $500 to buy a korban oilam. So that's Kedusha's damim lamizbech. It's not Kedusha's better kabbai. It has nothing to do with better kabbai. That's Kedusha's damim lamizbech. He goes to the market and he gets a bargain. He buys himself a chatos He set aside $500 for chatos. He gets himself a chatos for $100. So what does he do with the leftover $400? Buy another chatos. A chatos is not bob and edim and a dog. So that's a halacha that moisa chatos korev oila. Money that's left over that was designated for korban chatos, whatever money is left over goes for the korban oila. That's a Mishnah in Shkolim. The Mishnah called Zum Medrash Dorish Yehoyada HaKoin. Yehoyada was in Sefer Melacha. It's a Haftorah. Parsha Shkolim. Haftorah Parsha Shkolim. So the Mishnah quotes that Yehoyada HaKoin, HaGedashim Taposig in Chumash, he developed the whole Chiddush Din. This Halacha, that Moisa Chatas, Korev Oilam. So the Oilam, whenever you have, let's say, a Chatas Shemesu by Lama, it can't be Makrovit as a Chatas. So really, you ought to say, it converts to become an Oilam. So that's a special halacha Moshe Messina, that's an exception to the rule. The Chamish Chatos, even though there should have been Moisa Chatos Korev Oila, that's a special halacha Moshe Messina, that it's Meso. You have to lock it up in a room and let it die from starvation. But if it's an Oshon, so there is no special halacha. We pass it. One time, Reb Lezer says in the Mishnah, Kachatos to Oshon, there's a hekesh between a Chatos and Oshon, the dinim are equal. So the halacha Moshe Messina of Chamish Chatos on Meso carries over to Oshon as well. We don't accept Reb Lezer's fee. He says that Osham always the same as Chatos. We don't accept his fee. We pass in Osham has a hekesh. Some of the dinim are similar, but most of the dinim are not the same. So we pass in that Osham is governed with the regular klala. Moisa kachi kachin koravoylo. So if you have any money left over from an Osham, you have an Osham left over. Osham shen is kapa by leh, bacharas Osham shen mesa by leh. Osham shen mesa by leh, it's a Osham zacha. It becomes an oila. It becomes an oila. It's a din with the Rabbanon, that's every 10 blots in Zvachim and Menachas, they quote the Rabbi Natam, they quote Rabbi Natam, that if you have an Oshem Shemesu by Leho, Mina Torah, you makriv the Oshem itself as an oila. And there's a chumer with the Rabbanon, they have to wait till it gets a mum, and then be paid, then take the money and buy an animal and make that one an oila. But Mina Torah, Mikir Adin Deraisa, before that Xer of the Rabbanon, you don't even have to wait till it gets a mum and be paid, you take the Oshem itself and makriv it as an oila. Because Moisa Kachi Kachim, not only Moisa Chat is korva. Moisa of all the kachi kachim is korevoi.
Why is it if you wait until the
Rav gets the
Kippur, you're
afraid, and then
someone
will be
violated by the
day?
Each time you say, Yirash Yisgoi, where aren't you afraid?
Yirash Yisgoi, that's not afraid over there.
Yeah, why aren't you afraid there? What's the
big thing? You're not allowed to make a mumbi yadayim, but they're going to let the animal graze in a place where there are some nails. No,
sooner than later.
If you're not going to do, if you're going to Yerush Estava, that's a legitimate question. That will be within a week or two. But if you're not going to do Yeru, you're going to wait till you're going to get a Kapodos, that can take months and months, so that can take forever. Once in a while, the Yerush Estava can take forever also. The Mishnah M'choris tells. The Mishnah M'choris tells about the Romans policeman who used to, his beat was, he used to walk in front of a certain farm. And he saw that the Yiddish farmers may used all the animals to do malachas hakark except for one cow. One cow for years and years and years, never made him do any work. So he asked, what is this, a holy cow? One thing he says, Zokta, yeah. The farmer says, yeah. So he said, what is that? Zokta. We had a Beis HaMikdash, and Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, and Beis Mizmant Beis HaMikdash, it was a Pchor. We would be Makrivit, now we can't be Makrivit. So he says, so what are you going to do with it? So he says, got to wait till it gets a mum. So he says, so what's so hard to make a mum? So he said, we're not allowed to. Jewish people not allowed to. So he said, what's the problem? So he took out a knife and he made a mum. So the Mishnah has a whole discussion. Is that considered as if I encouraged the Nochri to make the mum and Mameli, you're not allowed to shecht it on that mum. You have to wait till it gets a different mum or not? Mishnah says, no, the farmer didn't realize that the Nochri policeman was going to make a mum. He didn't encourage him at all. The guy made a mum on his own. He wanted to do a tevet to eat. He made the mum on his own. So the Mishnah says, he may shecht based on that mum. So there, the Mishnah, that's an unusual story, that there was a Bechor Bein Matur that was roaming around in the farm for months and months and months, maybe a couple of years, and never got a mum. But under normal circumstances, Yirash Yisgov, it'll take a week or two, it'll already get a mum. If you're not careful with it, the Gemara says it's very unusual that a behemoth shouldn't have a mum. It's rare. It's rare that a behemoth, it's hard to find a behemoth that doesn't have any mum at all. You should be able to be makrovit as a korban. That's why there's a din mid the Rabbanon, the Gemara has. That if anybody donated behema tmima shehitviso leberek abayis, so the Gemara says is a din mid rabbanon when the gizbu auctions it off to the highest bidder, should only auction it off to someone who promises to bring it as a carbon. And he ate him in demis bech lioilam. That's a din mid rabbanon. Hamatas tmima leberek abayis. If somebody was magdish, you're not allowed to. But if somebody was magdush a behemoth nimo, the berek habayis. If you magdush an elephant, no problem, huh? So then there's a din with the rabbanan, and the yotzei midem is bech liyolim. So the Gemara says, why? Because it was very rare. It wasn't so common to find an animal that didn't have a mum. So once somebody, some chacham was magdush an animal, the berek habayis, what did he do that for? He donated to berek habayis, the behemoth nimo, should have given it, someone should have used it as a korban. So the gizba shouldn't let it slip through his fingers. So if he has already a behemoth that's tmimo without a mum, when he auctions it off to the highest bidder, he should insist that whoever's going to buy it should bring it as a carbon. And he yotzei midem is bechlam. That's a din midi rabban. Truma tmei, that's the mitzvah is to burn it, yeah. The Gemara says, Kishem she mitzvah lisa fesat kotch mishen nitma, kach mitzvah lisa fesat truma she nitma. Some shan mother, that's Tais is there, and by Mamad Weekend, has two opinions. One, Machlegs, but is the Raisa de Rabbana. Some hold like that. That's a different thing. No, that's, here you're burning it because it's Avodah Zarah. There you're burning it because mitzvah de kach. That's mitzvah de coin is supposed to get hanoah from it while you burn. When you burn the shemen, truma, tmeyo, so you can be nene from the shemen. You can use it as fuel to cook, lasikatach tafshilo. You can use it to illuminate the room. If you have a coin in the room, you can use it to light up the whole room or the whole street. All alleyway in the street.
What's the score of rich knowledge? When you find an animal, you stand there. Kotch Berek HaBayis is a thing that it's oil of the rats and this is the price that he gave
it. Kotch Berek HaBayis is not oil of the rats and anything. The auction of money.
Yeah.
Berek HaBayis is just plain money.
The person that gave you money gets something in it.
Shaykhus that he, after he donates it to the Berek HaBayis, the only shaykhus that he maintains with it after he donates it is Lira also, so to speak, Litaiv also. That if he wants to be paid, it has to be Maisav Chaimash. He has to add on 25% more.
You bring another call, you bring it to the Bible?
Yeah.
So then why should you? Why is Rish Lachis far over there?
Over here we wouldn't. Over here, let's say Anochri donates a korban. So the Achronim, right, they think. Ishish Mlamish in the Kabin Dom Davis Min Anochrim. The Pasuk says, Yad Benecha Lesakriba Selev Yatcha. You can't bring a Balmum from Anochrim, but if Anochri donates a Korban Tomim le Mizbech, so you are Makrib on Mizbech. No, Elo Shalom, you are Makrib. So that's right, but he's not the Bala Korban. You're not Makrib on his behalf. He doesn't get a Kapor. You're Makrib it like if you would have a Gershon Meis Vein Lo Yorshim was Makrib a Korban, then he dies. So who is the Korib on behalf of the Yorshim? There are no Yorshim. Usually, let's say a man is magdish a korban, then he dies, so the korban is korban on behalf of the yorshim. And the Gemara says the yorshim get a partial kapor. They get a partial kapor, they don't get a full kapor. What if the one who is magdish the korban was a ger, and after he dies, a ger shemeis mainly yorshim, mamish becomes hefker? So the din is still, there's a mishnah about that. So it says you makriv the korban, even though there's no bala korban. So the achrayim want to say, Rabbi Nachum Zem has his others right there. When you makrif korban shel benechor korban of benoyach, so it's not korban on behalf of the balakor. So here also, Rish Lakish was asking Yirashi is tohavu, and then will be magdish anu not on his behalf. It'll be like a korban without a balakor. If it'll be a balakor, tagdach baitenish, it'll be again zevach Hashem
teyeh. Maybe that's why the Rambam holds that it is.
Normally you would be makrif for him, yeah.
But that's why you have to burn.
So, yeah, no, that drama, that's by Kotch Berek HaBayis. Kotch Berek HaBayis, if he's magdashid, ois, he has no shaykhus with it whatsoever. No, nothing over there. Nothing over there. The Gemara seems to say that there's no problem. The Gemara seems to say the whole problem only is Zevach Hashem Te'eva. That's the Pashtus of this Gemara. The question is, according to the Ram, why shouldn't you say that it's a Shlolah? Well, Shlolah Shmaim is just a mere, he can't be Sorifit, but it still should be Rokful. But how Gemara seems to say you makrif it. The Gemara seems to assume you makrif it. The whole reason why you're not makrif is because of this problem of Zevach Hashem Te'eva with Dichoy or with the waiting too long. But otherwise you would be makrivit mamash. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. Whoever happens to be around. Anybody who's tohah, kol hakodim zocha, like a gershem eiz vein la yosha. Bailam is Kaprim. That's only Bailam is Kaprim is only by Achilas Kochi Kochin, there's such a concept. Kohanim Bachim Bailam is Kaprim. By Kochim Kalim, you don't say Bailam is Kaprim. There's no Bailam is Kaprim. He's not the Bala Korban. That's what they say. The Nochri is not considered the Bala Korban. He's the Magdish. He was Magdishit, and then you can bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. It can be Makrivit, but it's not Korib on his behalf. Okay. It's an interesting gemara. Then Tosis blags with Akash at the end. We find that strange. Okay. We'll leave out the end of the Tosis. This we were learning the din. We learned the whole din of Kvura. The original din of Kvura in the Chomish Kavatik Brenna by Yamahu says by the Haruge Bezin. It doesn't really say it by a normal person who dies a normal death. So that was the Machloikes Hatanoim that we had. The two brises in the middle of Nem Vav Amadeis. Whether Kovatik Verena the Kefaloshin, but they darshan the Kefaloshin to be marbed that even a person that dies a normal death is also a mitzvah Kfura min HaTorah, or not. Maybe the whole din of Kfura by Shahar Mesim other than Haruge Bezin is only the Rabbanah. The Rama passed that it's min HaTorah by you all Mesim. Now the Gemara continues to talk a little bit about Kfura and Daf Mem Zainal and Beis. So we left off about 15 lines from the top. The line begins with the two words, the Loi Efsha. The Gemara said the Loi Efsha. So the Gemara starts a story. Kivri de Rav, Rav Shmuel b'chaver, my Rav died first. Gemara Shabbos tells the whole story of what happened. Shmuel cursed him. It's a strange story. So the Gemara says that Kivri de Rav, when Rav passed away, they buried him in the ground. Havashakl menei Afro, they used to take mud, a sand, from his kever, surrounding his kever, for one who would be sick with a fever who had Ishosa's fever bas yoyim. One who developed fever, the first day of the fever, so the tech, I guess, put mud packs on the forehead, whatever, to chase away the fever. So the Balabatim saw that they're doing this, that they came to scream to Shmuel, how can he allow them to defile the kever of Rav? The din is that a mace is also Bahanoah. How do you know that a mace is also Bahanoah? That's on the bottom of the dam. It says that Miriam Hanaviah passed away, and it says by Egla Rufa the offer Shom is Egla Banachal. So just like Egla Rufa is also Banor, so to a mace Israel. Mace Israel is also Banor. Yeah. How do you know Egla Rufa is also Banor? So that the Gemara Kiddush in the end of the second pack lists off all the things that one is Mekadosh and Isha. But Yisurah Hano is Enim Kudesh. It says Egla Rufa, Petach Hamor, and Basav Cholov. Say Hano is a whole list. The Gemara there gives you the full all of Marmekaymas. How do you know? So how do you know? Because by Egla Rufa it says when they bring Egla Rufa, you bring when you find a person in Eretz Yisrael, Kimatze Cholov Ba'adoma, Lo Noda Mihiko. If you find someone murdered in Eretz Yisrael, you don't know who killed him. You have to measure to the cities that are closest to the Cholov. The city that's closest has to bring an Egla Rufa, and then the Kohanim, the Bezin in the city, brings the Egla Rufa, the Zikanim, and then the Kohanim have to be Mispalat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kapel Yam Chesol Hashem Padisa Hashem. So since they use such an expression, kapal am chesel shepadis Hashem, kapar ksiv bo kekotshim, so just like korbanos, just like kotshim, aras abano, so to the Egla Rufa, which requires an atonement for all the anshi huir, of the ira krev el acholol, also aras abano. So that's the mocker for this din. There is the Gemara assumes here, not only is the meis aras abano, the misham shehameis, are also aras abano. What is misham shehameis? Let's say tachrichim. Is also Banor. The Orin is also Banor. The Kever, the mud, the Gemara is discussing, the mud on top of the grave should be also Banor. That's Meshamshi Ameis. Where does it say that? Meshamshi Ameis, about Thomas Shamirim, to cover Sham State, and the Meis is also Banor. Meshamshi Ameis doesn't really say. So Rabbi Kivege has a tshuva, he quotes that's a machloikis, Achrayim, the Knesset, Sichesk, called Achrayim that we don't look in anymore. Knesset, the Shev Yankiv, the Shvus Yankiv, those kind of swarm. A machlokes early achrayim whether that isa hanoan and sham sham meis is that also their isa or is that really only their rabban? Because the original pasuk shteik na on the meis itself. I call upon him. There is such a din. Either it's a their isa or the rabban. So here, Rab passed away, and he was buried under the ground, and there was offer. There was mud over there. There was sin. So the people would be using this sin. They would get hanoah. So also the balabatim came. Omer leilu Shmuel. They came and they complained to Shmuel. Are you allowed to do that? The mace is Osamano and the Mishamsha mace are Osamano. So you're not allowed to get on, no? That's a shala. How far is it called Mishamsha mace? Let's say they put a matseva on top of the mace. That's also called Mishamsha mace. That's so they have a wall around the cemetery. wall around the cemetery is also Misham Shem Meis. Everything Misham Shem Meis. How far do you go? How far do you go? So the wall around the cemetery does state that's not called Misham Shem Meis. That's too far. What about the Matzev? The Matzev is also a big Shaila. But the Matzev is called Misham Shem Meis. The Tachrichim are Misham Shem Meis. The Oren is Misham Shem Meis. So if it's in Shulchan Aruch, they talk about this, whether the Matzev, according to the Rabbi Natam, that we learned last week, there was a machloek, is Rashi Rabbein Tam. What's Girl of the Doifik? Girl of the Doifik is considered the kever. That's a din min haTorah. The Girl of the Doifik is Matami. The Rambam writes, the Rambam and the Tosfos read in Erevin, right, and after as well. The Girl of the Doifik has a Tumas kever. That's a din deraisa. So according to Rabbein Tam, Mistama, the kever is Misham Shemes. Mistama, Alpi Pash, the kever is Misham Shemes. So according to Rabbein Tam, that the Matseva is what we are speaking of. Girl of the Doifik means the Matseva. So Asvar Nasen is that the Matzev is considered Misham Shemes because it's the kever. According to Rashi, the girl of a Dofik means the lid of the coffin and the side planks of wood, the sideboards. So Mistama the Matzev is not the, doesn't have a Tumas kever. I'll be passionate. So it's not a kever. So Mistama that's like the walls around the cemetery. Or it should be called the Matzev and Misham Shemes. So we are machma for that. The machma to treat the Matzev also as Misham Shemes. That's considered a problem, yeah. You're getting Hanoah from Tashmish Yameis. Right, that's not right. That's not, unless it's L'Kavan Ameis. Some have the meaning to lead up this stones when you go. So that's L'Kavan Ameis. So that's not. But what is a Shadda Davnei Nezer has a tshuva. When you say that a Matzeva is also Bano Wimachma, Matzeva is called Misham Shameis because it's the Kever. According to Rabbi Natam, that's the girl of the David, that's the Kever. It's also Bano. So Asabahanoa not only means I'm not allowed to use it as a chair, as a table. Asabahanoa means, let's say I use this matseva for this nifta. And then 20 years later I decide that's not the cover big enough. We're going to make a fancy matseva and oil, a whole big thing. So what am I going to do with the old matseva? So I'll take the old matseva, plaster it over, and I'll use it for someone else, a different maze. So we're machmana. We're machmana. That's considered getting Hanoa from Isuri Hanoa. When you say the matzeva, it's muchach in the Gemara. The next line in the Gemara, says the matzeva, the iser hanoah of misham shehameis is different from basa becholov and steyer nazir and petach hamar. Petach hamar is also manoah. Period. The misham shehameis means it's also manoah because you're not allowed to use it for anything other than its mitzvah. It's oimit to be mishamish this meis. If you use it, let's say I'll put on tachrichim on a meis. Then we'll decide later we want fancier or cheaper tachrichim, whatever we want, more becovered if they're fancy or cheaper. So we're going to take off the first tachrichim. If they put on tachrichim by mistake, let's say the tshuva svarim have, they were written in America, these tshuvas. The grandfather died and the children were not so religious, so they dressed them up with a fancy tuxedo. And then when the Chevre Kadisha came, they said, what are you, crazy? This was a religious man, an Orthodox man. You're not supposed to put on a tuxedo. You have no right to do that. So that tuxedo, they say, so that doesn't become Asabana. That was a mistake. They designated it as Misham Shameis, because it was an error. So that doesn't become Misham Shameis. But what if they dress them up with the tachrichim, and then later on we decide to switch it to cheaper and to more expensive tachrichim. So when we designated the tachrichim, put it on the meis, it did become Misham Shameis. So later on it doesn't become Misham Shameis, and then Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to use these tachrichim for another meis. Why not? But that's what you use tachrichim for. That's not called getting hanoah from. The answer is it is, because the gather ha'isr of not getting hanoah from the Misham Shameis is you're not allowed to get hanoah because you're not allowed to use it for anything other being Mishamish this maze. So that's the issue. Let's say they use the matzeva for this maze, and then after 10 years we want to put a fancier matzeva or less matzeva, whatever. Can I use this matzeva for another maze? So it says no, that's considered getting hanoah from Misham Shameis. Right. So that's what the Ravelvel explains. They have Ravelvel ala Torah, Chidush Agriz ala Torah. He explains this word. The word is not so much Yisuri HaNoah. You see, by Petach Hamor and Seya Nozir and Basa B'cholav and all that kind of stuff, that's also Manoah. That's what we know. Macholos HaSuris, Arasa B'achil, and we have things that are also Manoah. This is not really also Manoah. You're not allowed to get Hanoah because you'll be going to be Mavatulit. It's supposed to be only for this mate. They should have, that's one thing, they should have spent money, they're saving money, because they should have. But even without that, Rav Elbele says even that is also correct. That is also correct. That's literally getting Hanoah. But Rav Elbele says even more than that. Even more than that, even if you get it all for free, no one pays anything. It probably doesn't exist. pay a lot. But even if no one would have to pay, you wouldn't have had to pay an extra penny. You're not saving an extra penny. Still, that's called a violation. Why? Because the whole Geder HaDin is you're not allowed to use it for anything, any purpose other than to be mishamish dismes. Getting ano is also not because also ano, because it's it's a use other than being mishamish dismes. To be mishamish another mes would also be a violation of the surah hanoah. This mukha and the gemara like that. That if they dug a kever for one mes, so the gemara says it should be also to bury a different mes in it, because it's mishamsha mes arasa bano. Something like that. Something like that. It's a different geder ha'isa. Tanai. The Gemara is going to talk a little bit about Tanai, the bottom of Mem Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara is going to discuss. This is the sugya of Hazman al Amilchah. Here the Gemara has the sugya. So if I just dug a grave or I prepare tachrichim as the machlekes Abai v'Rava, we pass like Rava that Hazman al Amilchah. But according to Abaye, that Hazman al Amilchah, just by digging it, she ready. I dug a grave for Pliny. Pliny died. I dug it for Pliny. So you're not allowed to use that grave. Anybody, if you dig a grave, kol hakodim zocho. You dig a grave. Whoever is going to die, we don't know who's going to die. So then the minig is you don't dig a grave before the person died, says the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael they expected a war. Machane Sheish Tanya, so they dug thousands of graves. It was a nest that they didn't use them all up. Hardly anybody died at that time, considering how many people they thought would die. But in certain cases, you do dig a grave before. So that's not a problem. How can you bury someone in it? It was designated someone. It wasn't designated for anybody specific. But if you dug a grave specifically intending for one person, and then you want to switch for another person, so Kohen Tabai, the Gemara is going to bring a problem. Yeah, Allah Almighty said there's no problem. But the Gemara says even in Kohen Tabai is also no problem because Mechuba Lekarka is not necessary. That's this sugi here. That's what the sugi is talking about. So the Moshe, there is a Rashi has over here, there's a Rashi in Erevin on Daf Tezvav on this. Rashi Shita is that a kever is metamei. Minatora kever is on metamei, calls man the mace is there. Once you took out the mace, that's not called a kever a mace. But midirabbanon, Rashi points out over here. Here in the Koyma Tohar, about 15 lines from the bottom of the, and you look in the Rashis. Likoimai tohor, afal pisha gazru tuma, alakvarois, afal pisha nitlumisham. When you have a mace buried in a kever, that's a tumas kever minatar. The mace is there. When you remove the mace, you're not supposed to remove a mace from a kever. When you remove the mace, but it had to be, so you remove the mace, you move them to Eretz Yisrael. Now you have an empty kever. So the kever that's empty is still metame midirabbanon. That's a gzera midirabbanon. Afal pisha gazru tuma. Midirabbanon, they were gazru tuma, alakvarois, afal pisha nitlumisham, even though you took out a mace. So here the Gemara discusses when do you have this dindirabbanon, when do you not have this dindirabbanon. But there is such a dindirabbanon. So Rashi writes in Erevin on Daf Tezvav that a girl of the Dreifek is metamei, a girl of the Dreifek is metamei, even if you took the mace out of the coffin. So the Tosis read there, the Rishon, the Tosis read there, Estakasha on Erevin, Daf Tezvav, how can it be? It's against the Sifrei. It says Beferish Natsa that the girl, Rashi holds girl of the Dreifek is the lid with the side planks of wood. So yes, it's against enough in the Sifri Zuta. It says Beferish, a girl of the Dreifek is all the time and calls man the mace is there. So the Achrayim all say the Teretz is Minatayra, that's the deal, like it says in the Sifri Zuta. But Midirabbanan, why is girl of the Dreifek Mentami? Girl of the Dreifek is called Kevra. So that's a din Midirabbanan, that a Kevra retains Tume Midirabbanan, even after having removed the mace. That's enough in the Rashi and Arda. So the Rashi over there in Erev and Tezvah, just writing the Shitasa, it's a straightforward. So that's what Davni Neza has a tshuva. As a shaila, somebody died, and then they buried him, and they had a matzeva. And then the family decided they want to make a nicer matzeva, so they took the old, they put a fancy matzeva. They took the old matzeva, put it back in the matzeva store, and it's sitting there in the window. And they're not going to use it for anybody else, sitting there. So the shaila is a kohen permitted to enter the matzeva shop, the monument shop? Because the matzeva, according to Rabbi Natam, the matzeva is the girl of a doifek. And according to Rashi and Erevin, the girl of the Dreifek is Mentami even after he removed it from the kever, even after he removed the mace, and it's no longer Mishamish as a kever, it's still Mentami. So Kohen is not allowed to be Mentami. So that's what the Abnei Neza has it true. So he says he thinks it's Eino Nochen Lagabiv Kol HaChumis Yachad, to combine so many Chumis together. He says The Ikara Din we paskin like we discussed last week. Kol tumah she'ein anozeh megaleach aleha ein hakohen b'zulah. The Ikara Din, there ain't no mace there. There's no mace, there's only tumas mace, with that atzmashal mace. The Ikara Din we really paskin like the Brais and Maseches Mochas Perik Dalet, the Tesis quotes. Any tumah she'ein anozeh megaleach, it's not atzmashal mace, the coin is mutter the tam. And the Rabbein in Tam is Machmeh, he says that Brais and the Maseches Mochas Meshabeshtehi, he said, we don't accept it. So in Shulchan Aruch, we don't, the Iker Adin, we don't paskin like the Rabbein Tam. We mentioned last week, the only thing we machma like the Rabbein Tam is Seif Tum Alot says, and there are more quotes from the Trumas Hadeshim, Kedei Shalol Shaber is Aminik. Because that was a minik for centuries, that the Kohenim used to be careful not to go into a place where there's going to be a Seif Tum Alot says, even on Iker Adin, it really should be Mutter, because we don't hold like this Rabbein Tam. But that was a minik, so we leave it like that. But all other forms of Tumah, we don't follow the Rabbein Tam. We hold mutter. So that's what Davni Neza says. This whole din, a girl of a doifik, a koyin is not allowed to be metame. The whole thing is mikra din. It's really mutter. And the Rabbein Tam, the Rabbein Tam holds that the girl of a doifik is the matzeva. Rashi doesn't agree. Rashi holds the girl of a doifik is the kesket, not the matzeva. So this is zeichet achuma. And then the Rashi in Erevin, even though we were miyashiv the Rashi. But the Rishonim are not so thrilled about that Rashi. The Rashi wrote, the girl of a doifik retains a din tumah even after you remove it from the, even after it's separated from the mace. So he put it together, so many chumas, he says, medarf mesh. The Minchas Yitzchak sometimes writes, ein lona legabeth kulas. He took the same melitza that the Avnei said, ein lona legabeth chumras. So he writes, ein lona legabeth kulas. It depends what perspective you have. Anyway, so over here, so the Gemara tells a story that when Rav passed away, so they used to come to his grave, I guess they thought it was Gula, Holy Tzaddik was buried, so they used to take the mud to use it as mud packs to cure those who had Ishasa Bas Yoyim, those who had a fever that just developed that day, a one-day fever. Ishasa is Eish, a fire is a fever. Also, Amalei B'Shmuel, they came to complain to Shmuel, he should stop it, they shouldn't allow them to do it, because it's Misham She'amei, so also Vano. They're doing a proper thing. There's nothing forbidden about it. Karko elohu, the karko elam ain't a neseris. Karko elam is muta bahano by a mace. By mishamsha mace. Mishamsha. How do you know dichsiv? We have a pasuk by Avodah Zora that says the next pasuk. Elohim al haharim alay haharim alahim. So that's a mishnah in Avodah Zora, mishnah chulin that says that a mechuber cannot become Masabano Mitam Avodah Zarah. That's a Mishnah, based on that pasuk in Dvarim, chapter Yudbeis. Here there's a pasuk in Malachim, that they were cleaning up Eretz Yisrael and getting rid of all of the Avodah Zarahs. So they took one Avodah Zarah, they broke it up into little brekalach, Vayashlech Esafora, Al-Kevra B'nei Ha'om. He threw the dust of the ashes, the dust of the Avodah Zarah that had been broken up, and they threw it onto the cemetery. So the pasuk seems to imply it's a pasuk in Malachim, it's not a pasuk in Chumash. So the Gemara darshins a hekesh from a pasuk in Malachim. Makish kevet b'nei ha'am l'avodah zarah. Ma avodah zarah b'mechubah lai mitzurah. That we know from the pasuk aleihem al-harm al-harm al-harm. The mechubah, the karka, doesn't become asabanoah by avodah zarah. So too, mechubah the karka doesn't become asabanoah by a kever. By a mesa. Mesa is asamano, mshamsha mesa is asamano, but if it's mechuba lekarka, it doesn't become asamano. In Yeridei, the Ramo quotes a tour, b'shem Rabbeinu Yishaya, and this, if in the end of Yeridei, you have all of Hilchos Avelos, Hilchos Kvura, so the Ramo quotes in the name of the Rabbi, from the tour, in the name of Rabbeinu Yishaya, one of the Rishayim, that when do you say that the mechuba is lay mitzer, let's say they dig a grave, and you have the cavity of the grave, and then you bury the mace, and then you fill up with the sand, you fill it up inside. So if they're going to take offer from the side of the grave, but what about that offer that they removed from the grave, and then they put it back on top, that's tolush of the sof chibro. So the Rama quotes from the tour, b'shem Rabbeinu Yishaya Chumre, that offer is osabano. That offer is osabano. How can that be? What do you mean? Tolush of the sof chibro. Tolush of the sof chibro is a machloikis in the Gemara in different places that means the following. Let's say I have a tree. I have a sapling. Let's say I take a seed and I plant it in the ground and it takes root and it grows a whole tree. In 10 years I have a big tree. That's called Tolashul B'Sof Chibur. That's mamish. It's hishrish. If Ishvish, if it takes root, that's Mechubah Mamish. When is there Machlegas Talash Vistat Chibah? You have a lamppost. You have a house. You have a building. It didn't take root. It's not growing in the ground. That's not growing. So that's called Talash Vistat Chibah. That's a Machlegas. But something that's Mamish Ishvish is Mechubah Mamish. That's not subject to Machlegas. So what do you mean over here? I took offer, I separated, and then I threw the offer back. Offer on top of offer is offer. It's not mamish karka. What are you going to? You're going to dig up the whole world and throw it back? All the karka is going to be tolosh. The whole world is going to be tolosh. How can it be? You don't say tolosh of sav chibran. Just like you don't say tolosh of sav chibran is seed that you plant in the ground and it turns into a tree. Should be a kavuchaim. You can't say tolosh of sav chibran offer. Offer is not mamish mechub. It's not mechub of the karka. It's karka mamish. So what does the Ramon mean that the offer that was removed from the cavity, and then you bury the maize, then you threw the offer back on top, that becomes Osmano. So the Mefarshim on the Yeruvah explained, he's not trying to say that it's Tolosh of Sav. The Loshim that the Rabbeinu Yishaya uses, the Ramah quotes the Torah, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yishaya says Tolosh of Sav, but that's not what he meant. He means a different thing. There is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah where the Gemara says that the definition of Mechuber by Avodah Zarah, Elohim al Hohorim, Elohim al Hohorim, is not the same as the definition of Mechuber and Kol HaTorah Kula. The Rambam writes like this. The definition is Ein Bo Tfisas Yad Adam versus Yesh Bo Tfisas Yad Adam. Take for example, I have an apple tree and the apple fell down from the tree. The Kolzman, the tree is growing and the apples are attached to the trees. Mechuber LeKarka Mamash. Let's say the apples are fully ripe and they fall down and they're sitting on the ground. That's Mamash Tolosh. No one in his right mind would say that that's Mechuber. So let's say some Meshugana comes, he's the Bala Sodeh. I come and I bow down to your apple, ain't on the Masa Dovish and Shaloi, let's say. So let's say I'm the owner of the field. I come and I bow down to the apple. So the Gemara says the apple does not become Masavano. Or let's say a hen lays an egg. And the egg is sitting there and nobody picked it up yet. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara of Erizot. That's called Ein Bo Tfisas Yad Adam. The Rambam writes Beferish that Mechuber and Balichayim are not Nesorim by Erizot. It's all the din. It's one and the same din. Mechuber, Balechayim are Mechuber. Balechayim are not Mechuber. Kol HaTorah Kula Balechayim. When you talk about karka versus metaltalin, Balechayim, animals are metaltalin. It's not Mechuber. But here by Avodah Zarah, Mechuber, Eino Neser, Alehem 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 is not a vort of Mechuber versus Tolosh, metaltalin versus karka. The vort is it Yesh Bo Tfisas Yad Adam and Ein Bo Tfisas Yad Adam. Avodah Zarah is only Osir if it's a man-made Avodah Zarah here. This tape recorder was made by human being. This watch was made by human being. The tablecloth, the safer, the cup over here, this was all made by human being. Apples that grow on the tree are not made by human being. That's teva. So if the apple fell down from the tree or the hen lays an egg and it's untouched by human hands, that's called Ein Bo Tfisas Yad Adam, that does not become also mitam avodah zarah. If somebody picked up the apple, oh, then it's called manufactured by human being. Then again, he didn't manufacture, didn't. He just lifted a finger, that's all. He just picked up the apple, he picked up the egg, and he put it down. That's called Yesh Bo Tfisas Yad Adam. That's called considered manufactured by human being. Then it's Nitvas and Isur HaNoah of Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says clearly it's not a function of whether it's karka or metaltalin, it's not a function of whether it's Mechuber or Tolosh. It's a function of whether Yesh Bo Tfisas Yad Adam or Ein Bo Tfisas Yad Adam. So the Gemara says it's Gemolta Hechitintze, that you have a field. Let's say a guy owns a field. And he wants to worship the field. I'm shugana. All that there with his amshugana. He deifies the field. So he bows down to the field. He says, Eliyato. See, he's chayat misa, but the field does not become masabana. What if he takes a shovel and starts digging in the field, and then he says to the whole field, Eliyato? Then the Gemara says, the whole field becomes masabana. Why? Even though it's mamish mechuber, but it's yeshbo tvisis yaran. He did a maisa in the field. So that's what the Ramon means, b'shem Rabbeinu Yishaya. He says, the offer that we dug out to make a cavity for the orin, for the maize, and then we put the maize in, and then we throw the offer back in, you can't call that Tolosh L'Besof Chibro in the normal sense. That's mamish karka. It's even more than hishrish. That's toch mamish the karka lane. It's more than mechuba le karka karka dom. This is the karka lane. Offer on top of offer. Is offer? That's a karka oilo. But the word is over here that I would... Isur HaNoah by a mace is hukash to Isur HaNoah by the Avodah Zarah. And by Avodah Zarah, the word is that it doesn't depend on Mechuber versus Tolosh. It rather depends on Yesh Bo Tfisas Yad Adam as opposed to Ein Bo Tfisas Yad Adam. So this is considered Yesh Batfisis Yad Adam. If we dug the offer out and we throw it back on, so that's the Psak of the Ramah, that it's also, that offer on top of the grave is also. So what's the whole story over here that Shmuel said, Yo Samtin, that they're doing something that's permissible, because Karko Elamu? It means that they didn't take the offer that was Mamish on top of the grave, on top of the Orin of Shmuel. They took the offer on the sides. Shmuel was buried over here, and they used to come and dig out a little offer next to the Orin, not on top of the Orin. So that's Mamish Karko Elam. That was never taken out. That's called Ein Bo Tfisus Yad Adam. So that never became awesome.
Would you have a similar din by Mikveh HaKoko Lashov Kovu or Kovu Lashov HaKoko, whether it's considered
Mechuber
or Tovish?
No, not considered Mechuber or Tovish. No, it is considered Mechuber. The difference is it called the Kli for Maim Shu'uvim. The Gemara says Maim Shu'uvim is only a din midirabana. That's how the Gemara says on Amoiches HaSfina. In the middle of our Basra, Maim Shuvim is only Dimi the Rabbanan. So therefore we distinguish between Kvol of Sof Chakoka, Chakoka of Sof Kvol. When is it called the Kli that it should make Maim Shuvim or not? Well, Meikir Adin, it doesn't make a difference. The Gemara says, on the level of the rice, it's the same. It's because the whole Din is only Dimi the Rabbanan, that's why we distinguish between the two. That's not an issue of Mechuba versus Tov. It's a different Shad. Is it called the Kli or not?
Huh?
How yos my day dover am a kabel tuma? That's a different thing. Yeah, that's a different thing. That's a different thing. Am shocha removes shuvim. It's how yos a day odom pasul. It's a different thing. Yeah. Yeah, but it's already started off that it was also, yeah. Think it's going to remain Asa. They took offer from Avodah Zarah and they threw it into the cemetery. The Mishum Takola, no one should use it.
Right.
So it's compared to a cemetery, just like a cemetery, just like Avodah Zarah, we say Karko Elam is Mutter. So to the cemetery, the Tashmish Yameis, the Karko Elam of the cemetery will be Mutter. But the Avodah Zarah that he threw, that's Yeshbo Tvisus Yaronim. That will be Asavana. It means a different Avodah Zarah that has. Should not take it. Yeah, they should
right.
not take the Avodah Zarah.
Right. So if you were allowed to take the karka, then you would and sorry you wouldn't put it there. It was basically they could have taken the karka. You put it out there so that the people would not take it.
In the cemetery, you know, yeah. Whatever is awesome, I know you put it in the cemetery. There's a Gemara in Pchor is also. Let's say you have a Pchor Bizman Hazeh. Pchor Shemeis Bizman Hazeh. So what do you do with it? So it says be buried in the cemetery. To make sure Mishum Takola that nobody should be nana from it. Here also, he threw the Avodah Zarah in the cemetery. No one should be nana. But the Gemara Darshan Zehekish, it has a din that's similar to Avodah Zarah. Just like by Avodah Zarah, the din depends on Embo Tvisus Yad Adam, so too over here. Depends on Embo Tvisus Yad Adam. So the Gemara Frek Takasha from Abraise, Meisve, there is a din, Achoitz of Kevali Obiv. He dug a grave in order, intending to bury his father. And the father passed away already. And he dug a grave, and then he decided to bury the father somewhere else, more of a digger place, a different location. He buries the father somewhere else. There's a din hareze lo yikava by alamis. He's not allowed to use that grave for any other purpose. So liyolim, the Gemara is going to say in the next daf that it's only mishum kvoid avi. It's only a din of kibud avien. He designated originally that this. He never buried the father there. That's Hazman Alav Milsi. That's the Hazman Alav Milsi. We pass him like Ravid, that if you designated something, but you didn't bury the father there yet, so it never became Tashmishi Ames yet. Let's say, I bought Tachrichim, I set them aside, but I never put the Tachrichim on the mace, so then it never became Shamshi Ames yet. So we pass him, well, let's say, I buy a Tfilin Zekel, but I didn't put the Tfilin in it yet. I bought something to put the tefillin, but I never put the tefillin in it yet. So that's called Hazman Alam Milsehi. So it does not become Asabano. That's how we pass on like Rama. But over here, the Gemara says, even if the din would have been like Abaye, that Hazmana is Milsehi, but still is the Mechuba Lekarka. The whole thing is Mechuba Lekarka. So what is there to discuss? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So Tosis explains over here, Eisvei. Tosis explains Why didn't the Gemara just answer that Mishum Kvayd Aviv? The whole thing Mishum Kvayd Aviv, because we pass on that Hazman Allah Milsehi. So what's the whole issue? So Taisa says, no, the Kvayd Aviv has to, like, call the Tikkun Rabbanan came there as Tikkun. You have to have some point to begin from. So if there is a din that a Mechuba Lekarka, if it would become Misham Shameis, would become Asabano, if there would be such a din, and there would be a din if you would bury the mace in it, we hold it as man alam nilsi. So if you didn't bury any mace, nothing to discuss. So the whole din is only b'shem kveida. But if the din would be, even if you would bury the father in it, you would take him out. If the arum and arum, the karka oilam around it, would not become us because it's mechuber. Mechuber is the same as Abed Zohar, doesn't become us. So Taisa says, that was the Moras Kasha mace. But you have no point to begin with over here. How can you say it's an extension of the din that Misham Shameis Aras? Misham Shameis doesn't apply at all to Mechuber. How can you even say Misham Kvayd Aviv with Machma Moor on the din of Misham Shameis? The whole thing doesn't make any sense. That was Gemara's Kasha. And with the Gemara, no, we're talking over here not that he dug a cavity in the ground. That's what it's Hachotzev Kevel Yov. It sounds like he dug a cavity in the ground. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a Kevel Binyan. He attached something to the ground. Not just he dug, he built an ohel or he put something into the ground. So once you put something in, by Avodah Zarah also, it'll become Asabana. Let's say someone plants a tree l'shem Avodah Zarah, an asherah that was planted l'shem Avodah Zarah, or a building that was built l'shem to serve as a base Avodah Zarah. Then the din is that it does become Asabana. The halacha that mechuber is aimed for tvisas yadorim, and it doesn't become Asabana means if I have a mechuber, and then he's mishtachlet to it. But if he builds it melech atchila, died to the kach, then it should become a dovish al avodah zarah, it will become avodah zarah. So that's the way it blights to halacha. That's how we pass. That a mechuber remains mutabano. Mechuber remains mutabano. Okay, the next sugya is a very famous sugya. What was the maskana was 2-1 that next year we're going to be learning Sanhedrin? So we'll start from this famous sugya next year. Okay, this sugya of Hazmana Milsi. It starts on the bottom of the daf and it goes against the blood gemara. Famous sugya. Okay. If what? That kever, if it's the father, Mishum Kvayd Aviv, you're not allowed to bury someone else. But if it's not an issue of Kibud Av, then the Gemara says it's a karkoilum. Whatever remains behind is a karkoilum. The offer that was thrown on top, taka remains also. You're not allowed to use it to bury another mace with it. To use it for another mace is also bitul mitzvah. Like to use the tachrichim for another mace would be also. Because you have to move it on the side. Yes, what's going to happen with that offer? I don't know. But the cavity itself may be used for someone else, as long as there's no issue of keep it up. In other words, the children of the one who used to be buried there are not allowed to sell this cavity to someone else. They're not allowed to make business on the deal. They're not allowed to sell it to someone else. That's a priestess of cover to their father. But they just leave it there, and someone else wants to bury this, so there's no problem of no violation of keep it up. You mean the man had no children? The children are supposed to insist not to allow it. That's what it sounds from the Gemara. Mishum Kibud Av. The children have to see to it that they don't let the... There are no children. I mean, there are no children around. And they passed away already. So then, you mean are the grandchildren in Shulchan Aruch? It says that there's an inyan of Kibud Av by grandparents. Shailan and the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, whether the din of Kibud Av applies to grandparents or not. It applies a little bit. I mean, whether this din would apply in Stamen, huh? I don't know. I don't look in Shulchan Aruch. Whether this din of Kibud Av, this is already a fancier din of Kibud Av.
Maybe it's only if they use it for somebody else, to give it back to Hebron.
Could also be. It's been this long. I don't know. Got to look. This should be very much Aloha Lamaisen after. Okay. Until next year, we'll have a chance to look it up. Okay. In today's Sedra, the Torah says that when they were taking the census of Bnei Yisrael, so they had to count those who were roy to join the army, so from the age of 20 up. And Rashi points out from the Sifrei, not allowed to draft anyone before the age of 20. It's Adin. Ben Esrim Lekoyach. What is the same Pirkei Avos? Ben Esrim Lekoyach. So that's a din. You're not allowed to draft anyone younger than the age of 20. It says that you count only the other shvatim. It says, you know, ha-levim lo haspak to b'sof ne'esor. They didn't count the levim. Sounds like the Rambam says that the levim are not to be drafted in the army. The Rambam has a chiddush in the end of Hilchos Shemitah d'Yovel that Shevet Levi is not drafted in the army. So the Achronim point out is that they don't have any mokar, the drashim, the chazal, or anything. The pashtus is the mokas from this seder. So it says that when they were taking the census, the first pasuk in Revi says, beginning of chapter Gimel, Be'elah told the Saran and Moshe B'yom, when they took the census of the Levim, in Ben Chodesh Ramayla, not in Ben Esra Ramayla, Be'elah told the Saran and Moshe B'yom, Dibra Hashem al Moshe B'har Sinai. So it says, Be'elah Shmoz B'nei Aaron, Hamchor Nodav Abihu, etc. It doesn't mention the children of Moshe Rabbeinu. First it says, Be'elah told the Saran and Moshe, B'yom Dibra Hashem al Moshe B'har Sinai, and then it only lists off the children of Aharon. Well, it does mention the children of Moshe included in Shevet Levi, and then the pasuk is strange. B'yoyim dibra Hashem al Moshe b'har Sinai. What has it got to do with this? They had told the Aaron and Moshe when they were taking the census from Ben Chodesh Umaylah. So Rashi quotes from the Sifrei that the children of Aaron are labeled as told us Moshe after Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabel the Torah at Har Sinai, because Kolam Alamed is Ben Chaver Torah Mal Al Avakasu Kili Yolodah. After Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah, and he got the Torah in order to transmit it, Tarsham Moshe Leimah, Leimah Lebnei Yisrael, to transmit it. So he taught the Torah to the children of Aaron. So from that time on, the children of Aaron were considered as if they told this Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's the pasuk in Chumash Bereishis, when it says that Avraham Avinu moved to Eretz Yisrael, took with him Anefesh Asherasu Bechoron. So the pasuk pshat means Anefesh Ashekonu Bechoron, the Avodim and the Shvachas that he had purchased when he lived, the people that he owned as his possessions that he bought when he lived in the Chutz Lords. So the Chazal say no, that it refers to the Gerim, that Avram is Megayeris HaNashim, the Sorah Megayeris HaNashim. So what does it mean, HaNefesh HaShem Osu B'choron? Also like Kola Megadol, Kola Melamed is Ben Chaver HaTorah, Mal HaLakasu Kili Yelodai, as if he brought him into existence. Rav Soloveitchik used to quote, the Rambam in Hilchos Trumas has a Yerushalmi, that Hazareas, they hefker, a hefker is potter from Shumas and Mises, but if somebody, that's if it grows by itself, but what if someone plants Hazareas, they hefker, so the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi that Yechayiv to be Marcus Shumas and Mises. Why is that? So Rab Chaim has on this Rambam in Hilchus Malva Veloive, in Perk Chavov, Malva Veloive, he's talking about a different thing, about Shvach, Bachoy Vinoitelos HaShvach. So Rab Chaim explains this Yerushalmi that the Meforshim and Yerushalmi, the Nois Hakeim, and the standard Meforshim say, that when you plant this, they hefker yikoyne al dey kini chazoket. So it's no longer hefker. So the whole field belongs to you. The field is yours, and the mele, whatever grows is yours. So Rab Chaim doesn't like that pshat. He thinks that it's not correct. It's not always gehalten. That's not a valid form of chazoket. Chazoket you have to have nual go to a poros. If you plant the field, that's cheskes habat mshaloshan. That's good to be. It's not good to be koyne kini chazoket. That's a different chazoket. The araya that it's yours if you planted for 3 years, but you're not koyne by planting. Cheskes Abatim is just the opposite from what's called Chazoka. What's called Chazoka for Kini Chazoka is no good for Cheskes Abatim. What's good for Cheskes Abatim is no good for Kini Chazoka. They're two different kinds of Chazoka. So Rab Chaim uses a different pshat. And the Sefer on the Rambam in Malva Veloive, he says the pshat in the Rishalmi is the Soda remains Hefker. But Hazareh is the Hefker, is kind of the Peris. Despite the fact that the field is Hefker, but the Peris were not Hefker, the Peris belong to me. So therefore, Yechayv and Shumas Maiz, what do the parents belong to me? So Rab Chaim assumes that the Pshat in the Yerushalmi is, the saying a Chiddush, that whoever creates something, whoever creates some Shvach, can't create Yesh Meyai, but whoever creates some Shvach acquires the ownership of that Shvach. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to talk in the Shir about the Gemara, Uman Koine B'Shvach Kli. We learned in Kiddushin. I give you, let's say, a chunk of gold or silver, and I ask you to make a Becher, or to make some Tachshit out of it. So originally, the chunk of silver, let's say, was worth $100. Now that you made this fancy bech, it's worth $200. So the extra $100, who does that belong to? Do you say that since I originally owned the chunk of silver, so it's Aroy Ashbach, my silver used to be worth $100, now it's worth $200, so it's mine? The extra $100 value is mine. Or do you say, no, Uman Koine Mishvachli, the one who created the Shvach, he owns that. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that svar, Uma Koyen Mishvach Kli, is based on this idea that Rav Chaim explained in the Sefer that whoever creates Shvach is Koyen Mishvach. The problem is we happen to pass in Einuman. Most of the Rishonim hold Einuman Koyen Mishvach Kli. So Rav Soloveitchik thought over there it's different because it's a stira, because I have Aroy Ashbach and you have Uma Koyen Mishvach Kli. So my schus of Aroy Ashbach beats out your schus of whoever creates the Shvach. Rabbi Leizer Shach writes in his Sefer, a different Malachi claims, Mikar Adin has a Shver, Rambam, and Hilchus Me'ila, the Gemara Me'ila. He says, Mikar Adin, Adin really is that Uman is kind of Bishvakli. It's just a psychological Umdine that the Uman doesn't have a mind to be kind of, doesn't want to be kind of. But whenever it's necessary, the only way for him to collect is he's going to be kind of Mishvakli. So he has that in mind. Then Adin is Mikar Adin, Uman is kind of Mishvakli. That's a fantastic Chiddush. He's Me'ashra Shver Rambam with that. That the Ikar Adin really is that Uman is kind of Mishvakli. Unless the Umdana has it that he had in mind not to be kind. So if you say like that, then whoever creates some, whoever improves something, whoever creates something, acquires ownership, that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say on the Loshon HaGemar and Kiddushin, Kol Malacha She'Eved Oso L'Rabba, Talmud Oso L'Rabba. Any service that the Eved, that the servant is Mukhif to do for the master, the Talmud is Mukhif to do for the Rebbe. What kind of a Loshon, Kol Malacha She'Eved Oso? The Rambam quotes that Loshon from the Gemar and Kiddushin. Why? So he said, because just like the Odon owns a bailus on the Eved, he owns the Eved Kananik, the Sharma Hamura. So too, the Rebbe owns part of the Talmud. Because the Rebbe made him into a new Torah personality. Before he was a human being, and now made him into a Ben Torah. It's a different thing. So that difference, that's like Umar Kain and Mishrachli. That difference belongs to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe owns part of the Talmud. That's the Loshon that the Chazal said, HaNefesh HaShirasu B'choron, Avraham Avinu made Yidin out of these people. That's Mamash Hashvach. He made them into Yirei Shamayim. He made them into Ma'aminim. So he had quite a Hashpo on them. So since he created that Shvach, so that belongs to him. So that's the Loshon that the Hazal say over here, that Kol Malamed is Ben Chaver, Malal HaKosu, Kili Yilodoy, as if he brought him into existence, if he made him into a new person. If he made him into a new person. The Paskim discuss that this should be a partial fulfillment of the mitzvah of Piri Rivi. That the mitzvah Biri Rivi is not so much to give birth to children, but to give birth to children, let them run hefker, let them be wild Indians. No, it means to give birth to children and to train them and to make them into Yidden, to transmit the Masorah of the Torah from generation to generation. So let's say someone cannot have children due to circumstances, whatever, so if one will adopt children and raise them, a son of Chofetz Chaim writes, will support yeshivas. Kor la'sarisim Machazikim Bibrisi, so the Chafetz Chaim said, Machazikim Bibrisi means that they support yeshivas. So they support Hachzakas HaTorah, so that's Malamin is Ben Chaver HaTorah, Ma'ala Wachas HaKili Yolod, that's a partial fulfillment of the mitzvah or Piri Berivya. That's a different word. The way the Paskim say La'aloha, that's another word. That the whole purpose of the whole Tachlis of Piri Berivya is to transmit Torah to the next generation. Rav Soloveitchik understood it in this sense. Mamish Kili Yolod, as if he created, partially the tzura of the Ben Torah that the Talmud has. Okay, next week, B'li Neder, we'll discuss in Yoni Shavuot.
I'm going to go to the hospital. 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 I'm going to go